I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Coming up this weekend, your chance to reconnect with the rod and reel. I'll tell you more about it right after this.
You know, some people think that hunting is just sitting around waiting for a deer to walk by. Hunting is the original outdoor challenge. You'll test yourself physically and mentally against the elements. It's intense, exhilarating, and every day is an adventure. Whether you take a shot or not.
Not what you expected? Then give hunting a try. Plan your adventure today at huntinfo.org.
This week marks National Fishing and Boating Week in the United States, and this weekend in West Virginia, you can fish anywhere you want without a fishing license. Brett Preston, Chief of Warm Water Fisheries for the West Virginia DNR, explains the idea behind this designation.
It started out as kind of a promotional activity with the tackle and boating industry, and it developed into a very substantial private-public venture with state and federal agencies, along with tackle and boating manufacturers, to encourage people to fish and boat, and to highlight a week in June and a weekend in June to encourage people to take advantage of free fishing time and being able to take folks fishing who haven't been fishing for a while, or introduce somebody to fishing who's never fished before.
And this is the 17th year for the observation of the event in West Virginia. Many adults who don't regularly wet a line may have been taken when they were young, and this weekend offers them a chance to rediscover that magic.
That'll be an opportunity for those folks to take advantage of a time not having to buy a license, get reacquainted with the sport, and hopefully will enjoy it enough to go back out and get that license and take up fishing again.
And with that in mind, they're taking their children as well this weekend and find that activity is very relaxing, probably ought to be done regularly.
That's not an uncommon thing, and the good thing is that a lot of research has shown that if youth are introduced to fishing at an early age, you know, before their teen years, even if they'd stop fishing for a while, they're more likely to take it back up again.
And if you're looking for an opportunity to learn about fishing and get your kids involved, well, there are a couple of very big fishing derbies this weekend.
The two largest ones that we're pretty actively involved with occur at Bowden Hatchery up in Randolph County outside of Elkins, and also down at Little Beaver State Park in Raleigh County.
And for more information, you can visit the DNR's website at wvdnr.gov. Again, this Saturday and Sunday are free fishing days in West Virginia with no requirement for a license. Hopefully, we'll see you on the lake or stream bank this weekend, wetting a line somewhere in our great mountain state. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.